Hey, everybody, it's Ben and Rob. We're your hosts from Rise.tv, bringing you the answers that will leave you on the edge of wonder. And right now, everyone is wondering about Katy Perry's drooping eye during a recent performance. That started us on a rabbit hole into other famous mishaps and strange things that have left everyone confused.
Did you know that Eminem employed lookalikes? Why did Nicki Minaj tweet about ending human cloning? Well, in this Edge of Wonder Live, we're going on a deep dive into celebrity malfunctions, deepfake technology, cloning, and of course, glitches in the Matrix over the years. So let's get started.
Are you listening to the Edge of Wonder podcast? If so, please leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us reach even more people. Hey there, Ben.
Hey, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm all Halloweened out, man. I'm doing too much research here.
Yeah, so that's going to be our show on Thursday, talking about Halloween.
All kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. We get
good stuff. How's your week, Ben?
So far, so good. Yeah, just busy. Everything's busy. The time, there's not enough time in the day, you know?
Definitely not. I know what you mean. All right.
And how about yours, Ben? How's everything going?
Yeah, good, good. I was there was an event in Orlando that I went to and made some really awesome connections and potential people to bring on the show, including a guy who had a spaceship land in his backyard when he was a little kid.
That's crazy.
So be on the lookout for that in the future. It was pretty cool. Yeah, so I met some really interesting people. So all right,
we be starting with Katy Perry here? What are we doing?
I was gonna say, why don't we like just wait a little bit longer? And first, you know, obviously when you're talking about all these things, clones becomes a conversation aspect to this, whether it's true or not. It's just kind of cool to talk about, but you know, whenever anything like this happens with any of the celebrity stuff, you know, immediately people think of, well, in our community, I should say, maybe not so much the regular people out there, but people think of cloning, robots, MK Ultra, all kinds of weird things. You know, I think some of them potentially have some explanations. Some of them, I don't know what the hell is going on, to be honest. But we're going to show a lot of these. Let's start out. So speaking of cloning, Rob, you found this article. This is very fascinating. Chinese researchers clone an Arctic wolf in landmark conservation project. So,
yeah, this is bizarre.
This is really bizarre. So researchers in China have cloned an Arctic wolf and they're hoping the controversial genetic technology can now be used to help save other species under threat as the world edges toward an extinction crisis. So I guess that's what they're trying to go for here, right? It's like, okay, there's species becoming extinct. Let's clone them and make things better. But what do you think about this?
I think this article is exponentially weirder when you cross analyze it with the other Chinese article that we found, which was Chinese firm wants to give clone pets the original's memories. So like, what are they doing here? It's like, I feel like, of course, you know, this is absolutely a big part of this, but at every step of the way is always this strange effort human beings are making to become immortal and never die, never have to die.
Now, the Arctic Wolf article just came out in September. This is a couple years old, I think, but still it's like they are working on this and they want to do this.
Yeah.
And I guess while we're talking about that, so I don't know, do you want to read a little bit of this, Rob?
Yeah, so it's basically this one, or do you want to read the Arctic one?
This one that you're talking about right there.
Okay, sure, yeah. So basically, now that China's Sinogene biotechnology company has unveiled the nation's first cloned cat. However, it says the next level will be to use artificial intelligence to transfer memories from a beloved pet to its clone. So artificial intelligence. And then Sinogene's general manager told attendees at a press conference on Monday that to make the cloned animal share the same memories with the original, the company is considering the use of artificial intelligence or man-machine interface technology to store them or even pass the memories to cloned animals, wrote the Global Times, a paper run by the Chinese Communist Party. You can't trust anything it says they say about anything because it's the Chinese Communist Party. So, but it, you know, I don't doubt that they're like, they would love to do that. Just whether they could is another thing, you know?
Well, that's the big question. And I know that's what they want to do. And famous like celebrities and I guess, you know, people who have the money to do it are cloning their pets who have passed away. For example, Barbara Streisand did this. She actually cloned her dog. I just don't know what I think about that.
Like, you have to have some kind of like, I don't think you're all there. If you, you know, you can't like let the dog pass.
That's
like, she has this false sense that this, because it shares the same DNA, that this is like her dog still, like,
right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
And she brought it to the grave of the past dog, and the dog has a grave, and it says Samantha. Like, that's better than most humans get. Dude, what's on that grave?
This reminds me of like Pet Cemetery or something like that.
Without Zelda, like, so Barbara Streisand is Zelda, and she's like,
I never did see that movie, but
dude, Pet Cemetery was about the scariest.
That's why
I think I lost the most sleep as a child over Pet Cemetery.
I think I saw two scenes from the movie because I was like at my friend's house when they were watching it when I was real little or something, and I just freaked out and I was like, I don't know what this is, but I don't want to watch it.
Pet Cemetery was awful. It was the worst, dude.
That's crazy.
So why do they look alike?
Yeah, so okay, so this is literally her with her clone dog. So they came back and said, not only did we produce one, but we actually produced a litter of dogs, and there was four of them, but one of them died. So she has three that literally live with her that are clone dogs of her dog that lived but died. And it's Miss Fanny.
Oh, you just confused me.
Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet. I don't know why it's Miss, but that's what she called them. And her original dog's name was Samantha. She called her Sammy. And this is her writing this. She says, you can clone the look of a dog, but you can't clone the soul. Still, every time I look at their faces, I think of my Samantha and smile. It's like, I mean, obviously we believe that even animals have a soul to them, that there's all these things going on with animals too. And they're incredibly intelligent, actually, when you, especially like dogs and cats and how they are. My question is, I'm really wondering how a clone dog would act compared to like a normal dog. Like, I would imagine that they would be a little bit more, just not as smart as a normal dog. Fun loving, robotic. I have no idea. Like, this is so bizarre.
Because they're man-made knockoffs of God's creation.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. I mean, right. This is like born in a lab from DNA from an animal that died. And it's like, if they could do this with dogs, like, I'm sure they can do this with people, especially if they're living. Obviously, they figured something out and they can now do this. And I guarantee you, this is why China is trying to do what they're doing. But talk about like no moral values. I mean, China as a whole, like the CCP, I'm not talking about China as the Chinese people.
You know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should just clone Trump like 100 times and really freak out the cabal. They would hate that.
I wouldn't be surprised if that already happened, honestly. Who knows? It's like, who knows with this stuff? I mean, that's the thing. It's, you know, it's like the mainstream media blasts anybody for talking about cloning, right? But then seriously, there's so many celebrities that are doing this with their own pets. And then we've heard of like Michael Jackson, who, you know, wanted his DNA cloned. And
And also, like, gosh, I was in a weird rabbit hole with Michael Jackson yesterday too. And like,
wow.
Like, people don't think he's died and that he made an appearance at the Grammys or the Academy Award a few years ago, dressed up as something different, and no one would say who it was. And it was like really weird. Yeah.
That's pretty weird. I like I said, man, it's like, who knows, you know, I mean, my personal understanding or my personal belief is I do believe that Michael Jackson died, but I don't know. He was so weird and wanted to be so different that, you know, who knows really, you know, but I have a feeling more or less that they killed him for, you know, he was trying to expose a lot before he died.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can find this picture of him really quick.
I'm kind of curious about this now. That's really interesting.
Give it a minute, because YouTube likes to play 60 minutes of ads before you actually get to watch a video now.
Mm-hmm. And then, and by the way, you guys, we are going to talk about Clone Aid and some things that I found about Clone Aid that is more
recently.
Kind of recent that we didn't talk about previously.
Wow.
And that's the company that Michael Jackson used. So we'll talk about that on Rise TV, because it kind of gets in a little bit more details about the background of Clone Aid that I was really looking into. But and of course, Clone Aid is the ones that came out and said they cloned the first boy and then it just kind of disappear off the map. But and of course, there's a lot of celebrities talking about cloning. But and then this leads into all these other videos that we're going to be showing you guys, and Biden video. And we got,
so this was a few years ago, I guess at the Grammys or something. This character showed up. See that character, right?
Yeah, man.
There. And so if like, there were people that started doing, like Photoshop hack jobs, they're like, they took the picture of him and started like messing around with how it was doing its makeup, and it looks a lot like Michael Jackson. That's it there. And then all of these people, like the stuff that they're saying basically is like, they're about to reveal who it is and they're like, oh, we can't say who it is.
You know who
actually, his voice sounds exactly like him. And I started analyzing the hands because there was a picture and the hands look exactly like Michael Jackson's too.
That's really weird. You know who that reminds me of, though?
Ooh.
Who it looks like? Wow, that's so strange. It does remind me of... No, never mind. Dude, that's kind of freaky, man.
It's weird.
And they don't say who it is?
Well, the nose looks a lot like Michael Jackson's nose too. That's what's strange. No one would say who it was. No one. It was like some weird Teddy. Like, they're calling him Teddy, whoever this guy is, Teddy.
What the heck?
I know.
What the heck?
This is like me before this I go to bed. Weird, I'm like, man. Watching weird. It's like weird videos.
Well, at first I was
I'm thinking to myself, like, how did this fly under our radar? Just because
I don't
usually
think
have a beat on this stuff. You
know? No, I don't think we've ever talked about this. Is this, what year was this? 2018? Was that right?
Yeah, and it was this article is 2019. Or, oh, it was
2018.
One of the articles I saw was 2019, but yeah.
When did Michael Jackson die? 2016? Can you look that up?
Actually,
Lindsay?
No, it was earlier than that, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Lindsay might be able to find out.
You know, my first reaction was I thought it was Corey Feldman dressed up. That was literally my first
2009.
Michael Jackson died in 2009?
Yeah, he died while I was in Washington, D.C. Yeah,
man, that's crazy. Okay, I thought he died later.
I was friends with the guy who used to do photography for Michael Jackson. That's what's weird. I got this random friend who was a photographer, and he did photography for like Michael Jackson, the Williams sisters, a few other people. And I asked him when Michael died, I was like, dude, hey, I was like, tell me the truth. Is Michael as weird as they say? And he was like, I'll tell you, he's like, honestly, I've been around him a lot. He's like, never seen anything weird. And I was really? All right.
Yeah. The media was trying to really, really paint him as this really weird guy.
But... that also makes me believe that he wasn't.
Yeah.
The media was saying that, you know?
Well, and the weird thing is he wasn't in other countries.
It was, you know, also, I would like to say that Corey Feldman has tried to model himself after Michael Jackson.
He has, especially if you watch
incredible amount.
His music.
Yeah.
Like, the band.
Like, when the dude dances, he's like trying to be like Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
like
he
spent way too much time in a room dancing like Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Too much time.
I agree.
It's like awkward.
Hmm. That's really interesting. Yeah. You know, the whole baby thing with Michael Jackson, when you watch the entire sequence of that, because, you know, he was like holding the baby over the balcony and everyone freaked out and everything. And that's with the media. And then it was like when you watch the whole thing from start to finish, it's not as bad as what they were showing.
No,
and in other countries. In other countries, no one was freaking out about it. In other countries, I think it happened in Spain or something like that. And then over here, it was like this big deal. And I was like, actually, it really wasn't that big a deal. And he was talking about that, too, before he died. He said, why is it in the U.S., you know, that they're against me, but no other country, everyone's fine, you know? And I was like, well, that's kind of crazy. So, all right. Well,
we have why don't we just get the trailer over with here? Because we found an article from a company called Clone Robotics, and they developed a terrifyingly human-like robotic arm, and we're going to show you guys this right after the break. So the question is demonic possession a prerequisite to becoming a celebrity, or does becoming a celebrity open people up to some level of possession? Well, Ben and I did a series all about the secret world of the rich and famous that you can only watch on Rise.tv. Please check out this trailer.
Lady Gaga's hairstylist quits, says she's a devil worshiper. Beyonce's drummer wanting to get away from witchcraft. And what did John Lennon do to that nun? It's impossible to research celebrity possession and not find a treasure trove of evidence and information. The rabbit hole that keeps on giving. Continue on this journey with Ben, Rob, and the Edge of Wonder team as we uncover more soul-shattering facts on celebrity possession. Celebrity Possession Part 2. Pop Star Alters.
Well, all right. If you guys are watching on or listening to us on podcast, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, and you can find all those series that we did on our platform, Rise.tv. So, and we have so many series that we've done over the years, and we are producing a lot more, and we have the whole Seas that's coming out in time just for Halloween. And our next one is all about the Loch Ness Monster and then Aleister Crowley coming out and how those two are related. So be on the lookout for that. So, okay. Lindsay said she found she has the video of the Michael Jackson one. I mean, granted, it is a little bit weird when you're watching it.
Why did he do that?
He was just showing his son. But see, like...
but the way he does it is like...
yeah. But see, he was just trying to say, like, here's my son, like, you know, but he had it covered up, right? And then...
yeah.
And then, like, the media just went into a frenzy, but they made it look like everyone was freaking out about it, and it wasn't a big deal there. It was just a big deal in the U.S., I guess. So,
I think it's a big deal he dangled a baby over a balcony.
Yeah, true. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't want to do that, but...
maybe that was his next song, Baby Over a Balcony. He wrote it and produced it. It just never released. I can almost hear that song right now.
He did perform it though. So. All right. Oh wait, we were going to show the arm thing, and then we got to get into the Katy Perry stuff.
I've got to see this.
Okay.
So Clone Robotics developed a terrifyingly human-like robotic arm. So Lindsay's going to pull this article up, and there's a couple of videos in here that you're going to have to watch the hand. It's like, it's so realistic. It's ridiculous. Okay. So Clone Robotics has gone to extraordinary lengths to ensure that its intelligent androids would have some of the most human-like hands in the industry, as reported first by New Atlas. So check this out. The way that it moves, look at that, with the knuckles, the fingers. Look at this. Look how realistic that is.
I thought this was I thought this was CGI when I first watched it. I didn't, and then I realized, whoa, this is real.
It's like CGI in real life. Look at it. It's like how it moves in the forearm too. Like, you know how when you're moving, like you can see your arm move a bit. Like, it's really weird.
It is really weird, man. This thing is like scary.
Okay. So the company claims to have, and it's made of world's first biometric hand, which can hold things with a grip like a human hand, from a tennis ball to an active drill machine. So the robotic hands, fingers, thumb, and internal muscles resemble a real human hand in appearance and operation. These muscles are an adaptation of McKibben muscle by the clone team, and they are essentially mesh tubes with balloons inside of them. When the balloon's radial expansion expands, which is normally produced by a pneumatic or hydraulic pump external to the muscle, the mesh is forced to contract longitudinally. So it actually really works like a muscle, but it's robotic parts. See, so when he squeezes it, because it's a balloon, it'll see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's really weird.
Man, that is weird. And its grip is like strong. I mean, you know, he was able to like...
Oh yeah, Michael Jackson did that in Berlin, not Brazil, by the way.
I said Spain.
It was Berlin.
Yeah, but yeah, I originally thought it was Spain, it was Berlin.
So y'all know, that was...
I thought it was Spain.
Ordinarily white people you were looking at were German, not Spanish.
Yeah.
That is crazy. What is this world coming to? I'm so glad we're past the Barbra Streisand part, though.
It's weird.
All right, dude.
And there's a lot of people doing that.
We should show this Katy Perry
stuff. And then we have all this other stuff to show, too. Right.
So there's a new malfunction. Katy Perry. Everybody's talking about it. Mainstream media is trying to write it off as if it's just some, like, normal thing. Some people think that it's, you know, that she's had a stroke or something. You can judge for yourself. Some people think it's a deep fake, honestly.
It's definitely not a deep fake, because people there were talking about it. And then all the articles that came out.
Oh, yeah.
It's so weird, though.
Fix it. Just press the button on the side. There it is.
Press the button on the side.
It looked like she pressed the button on the side and it fixed her eye. Maybe it was like some kind of tension and it like just, I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, okay. So, Lindsay, there's this. So, the Sun, they have this article like Katy Perry's eye leaves fans like freaked out or something. You can pull up that article, Lindsay. And this actually happened during the middle of a show. Some people did think it was like some kind of deep fake thing. And it's like, no, this is real. And the fans that were there even noticed it. There's now the explanation they give in the article is that the glue on her eye, on her eyelashes, like, because, you know, she has the eyelash extension.
Oh, it's stuck to her cheek.
Stuck to her cheek.
That never happens.
And then she was like putting her hand on the side of her face to pull it back.
Stretch it out.
So it opens back up. But what's weird is that her eyelash, or I mean her eyelid, it's perfect. It's like not scrunched up. If it got stuck, you think you'd be moving. I mean, I would.
Oh my gosh. I was so busy looking at her eyes, I didn't notice that she had soda cans for breasts. What's going on here? It scared the heck out of me.
I guess that is a sign for pop.
So, but you were saying culture. That, okay, so she stretched it back to like unstick her eyelid potentially.
Yeah, yeah. But see, when it's, but if it got stuck, you would think that you'd be kind of like squinting your eye to try to unstick it, right?
Yeah, no, but, it's slowly closed, dude.
It slowly closes, and it's like perfectly close. And then it's almost like it's weird because her other eye doesn't close. This isn't like something getting stuck or heavy. So,
she didn't do that on purpose.
I don't know. A couple, and then some people said, "Hey, this could be a sign of a stroke." Somebody that I know on Facebook was saying, I think this is a sign of a stroke. And it's like, well, yes, your eyes do get kind of like weird like that, you know, but why is she touching? It's almost like there's like a button on the side of her face that she's like hitting and it goes back to normal.
What's weird is she hit an eject button on the side of her face, dude.
Well, this is the other conspiracy of it is that, okay, it's not like a malfunction or a clone or something weird. Maybe it has something to do with the vaccine and that this is some kind of like nerve damage that's happening. But why would she like touch the side of her face? It would go back to normal.
Dude, one of your eyes is closed, like you notice that really fast. It almost feels like she was like leaning into it a little bit and like letting it go. And then she was like, you know, why would she just allow that to just like, why wouldn't you touch the side of your head sooner if you had a button that could fix all of that?
Okay. And then Lindsay said she was talking about having some kind of like lazy eye, you know, but a lazy eye just means that your eye just kind of,
well, like she's you're looking about, straight no, she's and it kind of having a wonk eye, like wonk a wonky eye, which is okay. Different than a lazy eye. That's a wonk true. Eye just means your eye is twitchy or something. Who knows?
Which could be. So, I mean, I have a friend who does have a eye tick, you know, so he like blinks uncontrollably, but what like that, you know,
I like how you just keep doing it. And I'm like,
seriously. And when I first like met him, you know, I was just like, wow, he's really blinking a lot.
And then by the time you ended the conversation, you were doing it because you just like caught on.
But then he had, you know, he explains that he's like, oh yeah, I have an eye tick. And I was like, oh dude. You know, and so, but usually it affects both eyes from what I know. I mean, I'm not an expert on this, you know, maybe there's, but this is strange because it's so freaking slow.
Well, then, and it's closed this slow.
It's like, that's what I mean. And it's all the way. It's, yeah. I mean, it's not when you blink, you know, there's like a kind of like a squint. It's just so strange because it's like slow and you can see her whole eyelid and then it goes, it's just, and then she's touching her forehead and it goes back to normal and then it falls down again. It's like, it's weird.
I would say the only thing we've seen on TV that's weirder than the Katy Perry eye thing is still the Al Roker pause.
Yeah. That is weird.
I think the Al Roker pause has to be one of the weirdest like mind meltdowns I've seen on live television.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from Will Smith smacking Chris Rock across the face at the Oscars.
And then we'll go back into having a discussion because I'm kind of curious what people are saying in the chat about the Katy Perry. It's like a lot of people have their own impressions of this, so we'll talk about that. So go ahead and play this. So this is Anderson Cooper forcing to address Al Roker because it was so weird.
Time now for the ridiculous. You've heard of Where in the World is Matt Lauer? Well, tonight we're asking, what in the world is up with Al Roker? And I ask this question with the utmost admiration and affection for Al Roker. I really like the guy. Now, a few days ago on the Today Show, Savannah Guthrie and Matt Lauer were talking about an upcoming performance from Lionel Richie. Savannah Guthrie was saying that Lionel Richie takes her back to the days of junior high school dances, and then this happened.
That's exactly how
you have to have a certain amount of distance between the bodies exactly. in junior high.
Yes, like they say in Catholic school, leave room for the Holy Ghost. Anyway, there is a lot of memories today, actually. It's a big day in music history.
He doesn't even blink.
Years ago today,
this is what's weird.
Passed away. The king
there's
of
no blinking.
Mark Cohn says in his great song, Walking in Memphis, there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. Natalie Morales.
Now, I think they were talking about Elvis, something in the jungle room. I couldn't pay attention because Al Roker just kind of froze like that. He stood completely still with that look on his face for 17 seconds. 17 seconds, that's like a day and a half in live TV time. And I need to know what that was about. It's not as if he didn't know he was on camera. He wasn't caught like a deer in the headlights like our favorite college TV newsroom employee who taught us all that the stop, drop, and roll technique is not just for fires anymore.
Students can register for the lottery starting tomorrow, and registration is open until Friday. The UAA will notify the winners of the lottery by Monday, December 15th, and vouchers can then be picked up from Tuesday through Thursday. Now, students with more than 90 credit hours have the best chance of getting tickets, but everyone is welcome to sign up. Live from the newsroom, Tara Minnelli, WUF.
Way too different.
Yeah, she was. I think she just was like, I'm on live camera. What do I do? And then I'll just kind of try to back away. I can't back away. I'll just go down. But Al Roker literally froze for 17 seconds and didn't blink. Like, that is so weird.
That was weird.
And he's live.
And it was, but it was like,
yeah. Well, it's like he turned his head, he was talking, and then all of a sudden he's just like,
he's like,
just froze. Yeah, it was really, really, really weird.
Like, you know, if he blinked a few times, it would be like, all right, obviously he's just zoning out, thinking about something else. But he didn't blink, which is what was so weird about that.
Not at all.
Okay, well, Ben, any beat on what everyone thinks that...
Some people are saying they think it could be from the vaccine. Some people said maybe it's Bell's palsy going back to... Katy Perry, but if it was Bell's palsy, it would be constantly affecting her, right? It's only that moment that it's affecting her.
Yeah.
She touches her, it goes back to normal, and then she starts singing normally again. So
it would, yeah, and it would affect the entire side of her face.
That's what I thought too.
One side, you know,
right? It's like what Justin Bieber has now, where it's only like
not just one eye. I mean, it would be like the entire side of the face.
Yeah, and it was very. It's just so slow when it closes. I don't even this is really, really strange. Again, like people said, this could be a sign of a stroke, but it's like, well, if it was, then wouldn't she have had a stroke on stage? And she didn't. I mean, I wish I had an answer for this. And whatever answer is truly out there, obviously, you know, they're going to come up with the most ridiculous thing in the world, which is the glue got stuck to her. It's like, I don't know about that one. So and then of course, you know, there was the Biden video that came out, you know, a few weeks or maybe like a month ago where he doesn't blink and he's talking for a whole 2 minutes.
That's deep fake.
That this one is this one 100%. Yeah, you can play it, Lindsay. You don't have to pause it.
Capitol Police.
This is just freaky.
Police. Other law enforcement.
So freaky.
Attacked and assaulted before our very eyes.
Well, I guess like
speared, sprayed, stomped on, brutalized. And lives were lost.
And it's like he's got these lines in his forehead. Nothing moves in the top half of his face. Like from his nose, all in this whole area. It's only like his mouth and his chin that's moving.
While he was doing that, brave law enforcement officer subject to the medieval hell.
But it's just so, like, didn't anyone notice? Like, oh, we got to make this guy blink.
Face to face with crazed mob that believed the lies of the defeated.
And his eyes doesn't look right either.
The police were heroes that day. Donald Trump lacked the courage
All right,
to act.
Yeah, I don't really want to hear this dude talk. Anyway. But yeah, so I mean, you think that's just 100% deep fake? They just got.
If you keep watching it over and over again, it's extremely, it's just, to me, it's extremely obvious that it's deep fake technology.
Okay. So here's another, so I don't actually know who these, it's some Kardashian wannabes or something. I mean, I'm saying that because I actually don't know. Kiki Watts and Michael Jamar Ford. So the reason why I want to show this is because it's very similar to what happened with, Katy Perry. This was like a few years back now. So this is before, you know, all the jab and COVID stuff and everything else, this happened, but it's a very similar situation with her eye. So watch this.
And business aside, you have to separate the two and you don't know how to do that.
So why is her eyes that far over in her head right now?
Your emotions.
Yeah, but she's upset. Emotions
over here. But when it comes time for business, I implement what you told me on the emotion side.
It's just kind of weird. I mean, it could be.
It's super weird, but she's doing that because she's reacting to what he's saying. Ticked.
You think so?
God, Wendy Williams. This is another.
This is another one that's super weird too.
Yeah, she's a man.
Halloween costume contest. We do it every year. It's always a lot of fun. Let's get started. Our first caress.
The sound is a little off.
What just happened?
You can stop it, Lindsay. What the We're going to show some more of these.
It's like she saw a demon and freaked out.
No idea. I actually don't know.
Literally, like Chucky or the Leprechaun walked onto stage and was like, hey, baby. And then she was like, oh.
Well, then there's the infamous Eminem glitch. You know, we kind of played that one before, but it's just fun to talk about these things. So, all right, we got to play another trailer. So, Rob, you want to talk about what's going on in the next trailer, and then we can get into either.
How is it that we're playing this many trailers? I mean, seriously. All right, so you guys, there's a war on children, and its weapon is right in your own home, the television. In our Edge of Wonder series, we exposed the astonishing truth about how children are being programmed and groomed by hidden sexual content and subliminal messages. From Disney to Paramount Global to Warner Bros. Discovery. And this is like deeper than we ever imagined. So check out this trailer for the War on Children series only on Rise.tv.
There's a war on children. And its weapon is right in your own home.
In this critical series from Edge of Wonder, we expose the astonishing truth about how children are being programmed and groomed with hidden sexual content and subliminal messages.
Did you know that today's children's programming is full of sex and sexual themes?
From erotic animation in Disney classics to behavior manipulation in modern Pixar, from Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network's questionable themes to media, movies, and more. This is a bigger pattern of hidden nudity, sexual innuendos in cartoons, and normalization of pedophilia that can't be ignored.
After this video, you'll see why it's a spiritual battle for our children's morality and why we think parents should have all the facts to make the ultimate choices for their own kids.
This is War on Children.
All right. And if you're watching our show on podcast, please leave us that review. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, there's definitely a few more of these weird ones, but let's show Lindsay. Can you pull up the Eminem one? The Eminem glitch, because this is the one where people are convinced that something is going on with Eminem here.
And what a pleasure for Herbie and me to introduce
Marshall Mathers. Some of you may know him as Eminem, but he's going to join the...
He's trolling.
You think so?
Starting next Saturday night. But folks, yes. I want to take you to the world premiere of one of his new videos called Berserk. Take a listen. It's headed for the top of the charts. So was that the great Rick Rubin who was helping produce that with you, Marshall, when you did that?
Yeah, sorry. Live TV. Live TV freaks me out a little bit.
No.
Yes, I'm sorry. What was the question?
That was Mr. Rubin, one of the all-time greats producer. Huh? Yeah. How long does it take you to shoot a video like that? How many takes and how many hours?
It's usually like a two-day process. Sometimes you could go to three. It's a lot of takes. It's a lot of sitting around waiting. But it's cool. I mean...
What an interesting interview with Mr. Mather.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one where everyone was convinced that there's something going wrong with him. But maybe you're right. Maybe he's just trolling.
He was trolling. He's just being a jerk. Like the way he snapped out of it and he was totally cognizant. Like, look at what he's doing. He was just doing it to like troll two older guys and like, you know, be a jerk, really. Well,
there's this next one with Charles Barkley, and he's like singing. We're not going to show him singing the song, but look on the guy on the far left. Sorry, I don't know these people's names, but watch the guy in the far left.
It could only be the musical stylings of Victor Oladipo,
who is
the reigning two-time champion of the All-Star Weekend player talent show.
You are talented. I'll give you a little credit on that.
He's not moving. Credit.
You're very talented.
That's Shaquille,
You're not a character guy like me.
And he's not even blinking. Weird. Right? And he's still in the same spot.
As a matter of fact, you both have experience.
Weird.
Is he doing that on purpose?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Here's just a little sampling.
I don't think so, because it's like you've just never seen anything like that before. And some people are like, maybe he's zoned out, but it's like,
his expression was hilarious.
But he's just like the whole thing. He's just sitting here. And he's like, it doesn't even look like he's blanking. It's so strange. But and it's just like, there's so many of this stuff and you're just like, what is going on? I don't know if it's just like people just space out or what, you know?
Yeah.
And then, then we got the Bill Clinton. This is kind of this is an older one here, but I don't even think there's any, talking in this.
Oh, Billy Clinton back in his witchcraft days.
But look at his right eye. And so, it could just be like, okay, you're just kind of preparing to give a speech and you're just kind of sitting there.
That eye looks super effed up. You're right.
He's not blinking. She just put makeup on him and he didn't blink. He's still not blinking.
Like a robot or something.
This is why, if someone is doing that, you're going to be blinking. Like, what is going on here? And his right eye, and it's like he's either like super drugged or like, but then right away he's on air and he starts talking. I mean, it doesn't show him talking in this clip. This is just the clip of the makeup aspect.
But
it's just so strange.
Is this slowed down a lot?
No.
Not really, because you can see how fast that woman is moving, right? Like, she's maybe at, like, a quarter slower than normal speed. Like, I'd say, like, a quarter slower than normal speed, maybe. Look at that eye.
Look at his eyes.
He's not moving at all.
That's really weird. Someone's like cocaine. I think that some of these drugs could explain some of this stuff. You know, why people are, if like the Britney Spears one, of course, is the really weird one. You remember? Well, let's just play that one. And then we'll get into the real life glitch in the Matrix, too.
Oh, yeah.
You've had a rough year. You've had a year that would test a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Illness in the family.
Mm-hmm.
A breakup. This spasm of publicity about what happened in from Mexico to London.
It was pretty rough, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Ah, weird. Hello. Oh my goodness. Hello. Ew, strong Brittany.
She's about to cry and she's trying to avoid crying.
Ew.
So she started freaking out like that because what she asked her, it all started to come up, and it finally like hit her like an emotional. She was like, "Oh, Ella." She was like trying to get a hold of herself, and then she just started like crying.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never saw it from that perspective.
Yeah.
That's
like, no, it was like what she was doing was just her being her cutesy way of like trying to avoid letting her emotions get the better of her on live television, right? Or on television, like on a recorded interview, you know?
Yeah. That's interesting. And,
but what is more significant than the reaction is how much emotion was probably behind that of all kinds of stuff that we don't even know about. Like that reporter knew what she was doing to make her cry.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because
Britney Spears is like such a like she's the way they've controlled her is so messed up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, I mean the other aspect of that is that just everything that's been going on with Britney Spears.
Yeah.
You know, for the last like
that's what I mean.
Decade or two.
Like
yeah.
Imagine how it wasn't even just like the breakup or the other things. It was like everything just
everything
came at once. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then like what's happening to her now? And of course, she like one of the big things with Britney Spears is that she has a music video, and in the video, it's like an animation cartoon, and the music video is about a cloning center that is cloning Britney Spears and then putting them out there in public, and that's what her music video is literally about in one of her songs. So it's. Yeah, and then if you know, then we have like actual celebrities that are talking about cloning. Nicki Minaj is one of them, and you know, she also is indirectly talking about kind of taking a stand against the vaccine, I think, or you could say. But and then okay, I think we should play this anyway, the Kourtney Kardashian one, because this is another one that everyone is talking about. And Lindsay, you know, you had an interesting take, actually, because all three of us were kind of watching it before we started the live to kind of. Oh, yeah. Here's Nicki Minaj tweets or her tweet. My tears have dried and I know that no weapon formed against me will prosper. Searching for people who can relate. Stop human cloning. And there's like a mass, like one of the really big conspiracies in the industry is that they are cloning some of these people and using them as like sex slaves and all kinds of things and whatever you can potentially think about. And it's hard because, you know, it's hard to find like solid evidence of this, but there are a lot of people bringing it up and talking about it. But, personally, it's hard, you know, it's just like one of those things you don't really know for sure, but, you know, and then there was somebody else talking about it too. If you can show that next link. So there's, two other people talking about cloning centers, and one of them is, Frenchie Morgan.
Who's that?
I'm sorry. She was not Frenchie Morgan. The other one is Creeshawn. I guess they're like a singer, but she responded to some people talking about the clonings, and she says, "I've seen the cloning centers." And this is Paris Jackson is saying a secret society is not really so secret if you know what you're looking into. So don't wait for the info to come to you. Take time to seek it out for yourself.
Paris Jackson is Michael's daughter, right?
Yes.
Is this real? This looks like it's photoshopped.
Yeah, that.
I mean, it could be, but go to the next one. It could be, you know. This, the how she responded. These are all deleted though. Now this is why it's hard to find some of these, except for the Nicki Minaj one. The Nicki Minaj one is still up. The rest of them have been deleted, but so she's just saying I've seen the cloning centers, like. You know, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But again, all this stuff is very fascinating. And then...
Yeah, I wonder if these have been photoshopped.
That last one, it hasn't been. Because there was a couple articles talking about it, actually. Same thing with Nicki Minaj one. Because that was like, why is Nicki Minaj bringing up cloning? It was just a really weird thing.
That was weird.
Where people were, there were articles about why she was bringing it up. And like I said, it's still on Twitter. You can find it. I was shocked. I thought it would be deleted, but it's still there. But some of these you have to check the, just if you're seeing the same screenshot over and over again with the same likes and same retweets, and it's like, okay, that's probably not real. But, you know, if there are different ones that you're seeing and you can try to cross-reference it and whatnot, then it's, I guess, probably real. But, okay, why don't we play the Kourtney Kardashian one, Lindsay? And, you know,
I know what's going on.
Yeah, because you had a your understanding of it was pretty good. I didn't even really think about it. So why don't we play that?
We were very empathetic about what happened and very sort of horrified. And so we were wondering, how is everyone going? How's Kim doing?
What? Okay.
I'm sorry, is there someone talking to you?
Yes, sorry.
Sorry about that. So I just was wondering how everyone's doing. Hello, Kourtney, have we lost you?
Mm-hmm. All right. It looks like Kourtney doesn't really want to go there.
She's blanking. So we're very.
Yes. See what she just said? The white lady?
What'd she say?
She said, okay, seems like we don't want, or she said something about, can you replay that, Lindsay? She said something about, I guess we shouldn't be asking that question.
And so we're wondering, how is everyone going? How's Kim doing?
How's Kim doing?
What?
She was asked specifically not to respond to how Kim's doing.
I'm sorry, is there someone talking to you?
That's interesting.
Yes, sorry.
Sorry about that. So I just was wondering how everyone's doing.
She's telling that to whoever's controlling her. Mm-hmm. They just came in. These two just came in.
Hello, Kourtney. Have we lost you?
And she won't say anything because she's being told not to.
And somebody's talking right there.
Listen to the white woman.
All right. It looks like Kourtney doesn't really want to go there with that question.
She doesn't want to go there with that question.
Because it was about Kim and whatever Kim was going through, and she wasn't supposed to reply to it. Whoever was talking to her was like, you're not going to answer that.
And I don't know what year this was, but it was somewhere between 2014 to 2018.
It was right after Kim got robbed, that big robbery. That's why they didn't want Kourtney to talk about it.
Oh, that's interesting.
In some of the versions of that clip, you can hear the person who's talking to Kourtney.
Yeah, you can really hear it. It's something to the effect of like, don't answer that.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Okay. So it's her handler, or right, like somebody said here. So
instead, it's like, I'm just gonna sit here and
be
just...
Kim's publicist, right? Which is another word for handler, really.
In this case,
nowadays,
probably.
I mean, really.
Yeah. Wow. Or yeah, someone saying it could be her mom. That's pretty. Yeah, that's really interesting. Okay. Well,
I'm gonna do some real life stuff.
Yeah, let's So let's, well, I was going to say, we can talk about this. So there's a doctor that actually came out saying that he was involved, a scientist, in human cloning. And Lindsay, if we can play a little bit of this clip, and of course, like, there's this whole conspiracy that, you know, mind control, and conspiracy theorists are convinced that celebrities are under mind control. Well, it's like, in some aspects, you know, that may, like what we just saw with Courtney, it's like that may not necessarily be mind control directly, but that shows that there is a form of control.
It's of like, some sort.
Of some sort. Yeah. But okay, play a little bit about this.
The eerie blue light of his secret lab, one of the world's most controversial scientists, shows off his creation, cloned human embryos that are genetic carbon copies of their father.
Oh, my babies are doing well. They look beautiful.
Filmed for a TV documentary, Dr. Panayotis Zavos implants 11 of the embryos in 4 women, one of them British, in the hope of producing the first cloned human being. The procedure is a criminal offence in the UK, but not in this undisclosed Middle Eastern country.
I think we have 3 very good embryos that could be in utero today, and that if implantation is successful as well, and the pregnancy is maintained, as we say in the US, we have a home run.
Dr. Zavos also reveals he's produced cloned embryos from 3 dead people, including Katie, who died in a car crash. He injected her DNA into a cow egg, though he hasn't implanted the animal-human hybrid. British scientists have condemned his work as reckless. Cloning of animals, such as Dolly, has shown the technique carries risks of severe congenital abnormalities.
I find it A, incredible, and B, disgusting, because he's sowing false hope to begin with. So the individuals who are involved in this experiment, and that's what it is, an experiment, may well not realize that the outcome is almost certainly going to be negative. And to put couples through that, in my opinion, is unethical.
Dr. Zavos adapted a standard cloning technique for his human patients. He first took an egg from the mother and stripped out the nucleus containing 99.9% of her DNA. He then took a skin cell from the father and extracted the genetic material. That was injected into the empty egg and given a jolt of electricity to form a cloned embryo. Within a matter of days, the embryo would have grown into a ball of 32 cells, which Dr. Zavos implanted into the mother's womb. So far, none of the attempts has led to a viable pregnancy, but this infertile Canadian doctor, who wants to remain anonymous, says the technique is his only hope of having a child.
Okay, you can pause this. You can pause this, Lindsay. I think that is cloned. Because he's a Canadian doctor, and they won't really say too much about it. And I seriously think this is cloned, and we're gonna get all into that when we go on to Rise TV and some information that I found related to this, because it is weird, but it does exist. So,
all right, you guys. Well, we're about to leave Rumble and head over to Rise.tv, where we'll keep talking about celebrity malfunctions, deep fake technology, cloning, and glitches in the Matrix over the years. But this part of the show is where the conversation gets deeper, and it's probably not something to talk about outside of our private platform. So join us on Rise.tv for just $9.99 a month and support our work. You'll get to ask us your questions during the live Q&A and hear the most insane things we found. Don't forget that your support lets us do these deep dives and bring you the truth that the censors just don't want you to hear. Now, speaking of cloning, check out this trailer on transhumanism and then join us on Rise.tv.
Part ape. Part human hybrid. Cyborgs and Terminator technology already existing? Sentient robots becoming indistinguishable from people? No, it's not the plot of the newest Matrix movie. This is our reality, a transhumanist one. How does transcending humanism tie into eugenics, Darwinism, and even cloning. Is there any part of our world that transhumanism hasn't touched? Is resistance futile? How can we rage against the machine?